What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. I am recording this currently in my car in a parking lot during my lunch break. So, you know, the dedication is real here. But what I want to talk about in this episode are four things that I care more about than my investment returns. Now, you might be wondering, Colin, you are called the Decade Investor. Shouldn't you care about investment returns? I am not saying that I do not care about investment returns, but I cannot control my investment returns. I cannot control if my investments go up or down. I can't control that. I have no control. I'm investing my money into an ETF or into an individual stock that I don't control if that goes up or down. I hope it does. I plan for it to, right? I believe that it will, but I don't really have any control over that. So I care about it. It's important, right? I don't want to have negative returns, but I don't care about that as much as I care about these four things. The first thing that I care about more than my investment returns is my savings rate. I can control how much every single month I spend and how much every single month that I save. Do I save 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%, 40%, 80%? Whatever it is, I can control that. I care more about my savings rate because I can control it than I do my investment returns. Every single month when I get a paycheck, I can control if I go and spend more than I budget for or less than I budget for. I can control if I spend more due to an emergency and, I didn't have an emergency fund, so now I have to spend more of my monthly cash flow, or I did have an emergency fund set aside of money, so I don't have to touch my monthly cash flow and I can continue to save the rate that I want to save. I care more about my savings rate than I do my investment returns because it is something that I can control. The second thing that I care more about than my investment returns is buying consistently. What do you notice with this? I can control if I buy consistently. I can control if I invest every single week. I can control that. I can't control if the market goes up or down after I buy, but I can control buying it. Now, I auto-invest, so I don't necessarily go in every single week and automatically do that, but I can control when I have that going, right? I set up the auto investing and every single week it invests for me into my portfolios. I focus and I care more about buying consistently versus investment returns. I want to buy every single week when I have my money coming into my account from my job. I want to buy every single week. I want to buy consistent into my portfolio. I can control that. I care more about making sure that I'm buying consistently than trying to get massive returns every single year in my portfolio. Again, let me make this clear. I am not saying I don't want to have good returns in my portfolio, but I can't control that. I want to focus and care about more the things that I can control versus the things that I can't control. Because if I focus only on investment returns, if I forego these four things and only focus on investment returns, I have no way to control that. Someone who bought NVIDIA 10 years ago, yeah, you might have believed in the stock, that's why you bought it, but you had no control whether or not that stock went up or down. You couldn't control that. You really can't. You just hope that it will, right? I know that's with every investment, but we have no control if the S&P 500 goes up this year, next year, over the next decade. We have a strong conviction that it will, but we can't control that. But you can control if you buy every single paycheck, every single month, every single week, whatever frequency you buy it. You have the ability to control that. And by doing that, that will increase the number of shares that you own. So if the market does well in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, because you own more shares, your portfolio will grow. You can't control the return on that investment. You can control buying every single week or buying on a consistent basis. The third thing that I care more about than my investment returns is increasing my income because it allows me to invest more money. Now, I know that's easier said than done. Oh, increase your my income. I know you probably see that stuff on social media. Oh, just go increase your income. Yes, that is definitely very helpful to grow your investments and grow your net worth, but it's not as easy done than it is said. However, I can control that. I can control if I go get certifications that make me more attractive in the job market. I can control if I invest into myself to start a business, a side hustle, whatever it may be, to increase my income, which will then allow me to invest more money, which would then allow me to maybe increase my savings rate, which would then allow me to buy consistently because I have money there to invest. And by doing that, my portfolio will grow. So I focus more and care more about increasing my income, or at a minimum, keeping my income, right? Not losing my mainstream of income, so that I can continue to invest, continue with the savings rate that I'm at. So that's the third thing, increasing my income to invest more. And the fourth thing that I care more about than investment returns is setting up a system that allows me to win with my money, no matter my income, no matter the market condition, no matter the economic condition, no matter anything. Yes, plans change. Yes, plans can break. Yes, things happen. You don't plan for everything. But I want to have a strong system in place that allows me to withstand the most amount of problems that I can incur, right? Oh no. My portfolio went down 30% in 2020. My portfolio went down 22% in 2022. What's my plan? Well, I can't control investment returns. I can control my savings rate, so I continue to save the same amount. I continue to buy consistently every single month, and I continue to keep my job or potentially even increase my income so I can invest more money when the market's down. That was my system. If I would have just cared about investment returns, I would have freaked out. I might have would have sold. I would have said, oh, I'm out in 2020 because it was down 30%. I'm out in 2022 because my portfolio is down 22%. I'm out because investment returns are the end all be all. That's not what I care about. Yeah, it's important. You don't want to have negative 30% portfolio every single year, but we can't control that. But what we can control is if it is down, do you continually save? Do you continually invest? Do you consistently find ways to continue to make money or even increase your incomes to invest more money? That's what I care about. I care about those things. And by caring and focusing on those things, having a system in place, increasing my income, or at least continuing to make money, buying on a consistent basis, and focusing on living below my means, spending less than I make, when I focus on those things, it's amazing what can happen. My portfolio has grown to over $500,000 at 26 years old. That's pretty wild, right? If I'd have just focused on investment returns, I don't know where I would be. We can always play the what if game. I don't know where I'll be, but I can tell you what is true is what I've done. Focusing on things that I can control. I can control those things. And because I can control them, it has allowed me to grow my portfolio over time because I've continually saved, I've continually invested, I've consistently added to my portfolio in the up years. And even in the down years, and every time in between, I've just continually stuck to my plan. When money hits my bank account from my job, side hustle, business, whatever it is, when money hits my bank account, I always pay myself first. I don't care if it's $10, $1,000, $10,000. I've actually never done $100,000, but let's just say maybe in the future, I have $100,000 hit my account. What am I going to do? I'm going to pay myself first. I'm going to follow the system. I call it the Decade Investor System. I'll talk about that on a future episode. But I just follow the system. I pay myself first. And then now, if I make $5,000 this month, I pay myself $1,000. Guess how much I have left over? $4,000. I don't spend more than I make. If I make $5,000, I don't spend $6,000. If I make $10,000, I don't spend $12,000. I pay myself first. I focus on what I can control, my savings rate. I focus on what I can control, consistently investing. I focus on what I can control, sticking to the plan, because when I do those things, everything else will fall into place. I might not get the best investment returns. I'm not trying to say that Decade Investor is going to tell you how to get the greatest investment returns. I don't know how to do that. Maybe you buy NVIDIA 20 years ago, buy Tesla 10 years ago. Maybe that would have been the answer. I don't, that's not what I go for. I don't focus on getting the most investment return possible. I focus on getting the average investment return, but doing everything else consistently so that everything else falls into place. And my investment returns that are quote unquote average look really good over a 10-year time frame, over a 20-year time frame, over a 30-year time frame. Those are the things that I care about. Those are the things that I focus on. Those are the things that I care more about than my investment returns. I never claim to have the greatest investment returns, and that's okay with me. Someone's gonna outperform me every single year, and that's all right. But I know if I can just do what the market's done over the last century in terms of returns, but I do that consistently every single year over the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and I focus on what I can control, consistently buying, making more money, investing a portion of that money, I will be amazed and probably very happy at what my portfolio has grown into. So those are four things that I care more about than my investment returns. I'm sitting here in a parking lot in my truck recording this episode. Hope it sounds great. But thank you all for listening. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you enjoy the podcast, please be sure to share it with a friend. And also, if you really enjoy, please be sure to rate this 5 stars. It helps the show tremendously. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.